You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 38, For What It's Worth, by Buffalo Springfield. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. In this episode, we're taking a look at For What It's Worth by Buffalo Springfield, a song that is instantly recognizable from its first guitar note and underlying meaning. We'll listen to the song and uncover its lyrics in just a moment, but first, a little background on Buffalo Springfield. Stephen Stills was born in Dallas, Texas on January 3, 1945. Like many of the artists on Lyrics Undercover, Stills became interested in music at an early age, and by the time he was 15, he was playing professionally. He left college and moved to New York to become a folk artist and joined a band called the Agogo Singers, where he met guitarist and singer Richie Furay. The Agogo Singers toured Canada on a double bill with Neil Young's band, The Squires, whom he kept in touch with after the tour. In 1965, Stills left the Agogo Singers and moved to Los Angeles, where he immersed himself in the city's legendary folk rock community. He played in session gigs, auditioned for the Monkees, and in 1965 enlisted Neil Young and Richie Furay to join him, along with bassist Bruce Palmer and drummer Dewey Martin, to form a new band called Buffalo Springfield. The band took their name from a steamroller that had been parked outside the house where they practiced, and they weren't together long, just 2 years and three albums. But it was that self-titled debut album in 1967 that defined their sound. Originally, the album didn't contain their biggest hit, but a reissue of the album replaced the track Baby Don't Scold Me with the song that would forever be connected with the band, entitled For What It's Worth.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware.
Although some attribute the influence of the song to the Vietnam War or to the Kent State shootings, the song was inspired by the Sunset Strip riots of 1966 and 1967. There was escalating violence and unrest at the scene of a club that was being closed, called Pandora's Box, which was being removed to widen Sunset Boulevard. The young patrons of the club were rioting against the police, who they felt were using undue aggression on the crowd. The violence escalated as many of the Sunset Strip business owners complained about the loitering youth who gathered in front of their businesses.
There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop.
The title of the song isn't found in the lyrics anywhere, and because of this, especially in file-sharing circles, the song is mistakenly called Stop, Hey, What's That Sound? From the first line in the chorus. Now, the next verse begins with the line, What a Field Day for the Heat, which is a brilliant play on words, using heat, which is a slang term for both police and guns, and can also represent the violence and temperatures, which were both rising on the Sunset Strip during the riots.
What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street, singing songs and carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Buffalo Springfield split up in 1968, but Stephen Stills would go on to join David Crosby and Graham Nash in Crosby, Stills, and Nash, which would often be joined by Neil Young for various projects. And Richie Furay would form Poco with Jim Messina, who would also have a career performing with Kenny Loggins as Loggins and Messina.
Paranoia strikes deep into
into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. If you have a suggestion for a song that you'd like lyrically uncovered, send it to me at lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Abbott. Thanks again for listening.